Hey, Shanna, did you know that you can purchase audiobooks directly from your local bookstore?
Yes. With Libro.fm, you'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company out there. You know the name. But with Libro.fm, you get to search up your local indie bookstore and support them instead.
And if you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. I constantly have a book in my ear because cleaning the house or exercising is so much more fun while reading.
Sign up for Libro.fm and use the code GOODBOOKS to get 2 books instead of 1 for the price of your first month's membership. Good books.
Good books.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to In Her Good Books. I'm Shanna.
And I'm Jen, and this is a podcast where two friends talk about
books. Is this a podcast where two friends talk about books, Jen?
Sometimes.
I hear your reading's been a little dismal.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how this happened, but I looked at my reading log and it said that I've read 2 books in the last 2 weeks.
Pathetic.
How? How? It makes no sense. When you said, oh, we got to record, I like shriveled up inside because I thought, wait, I need more time.
Just pure shame. Yeah. No, you know what? So you were telling me yesterday that you suddenly know how to kill an octopus. So if that was in a book, maybe you hurt your brain and now it's scared of books.
Yep. Because that was traumatic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously lots of ways to kill an octopus, and I don't even know if this way is true. But it was scary. But I honestly don't even know where I heard that. It has to have been a book. But I blocked it out. I rejected that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That was the only answer I had. Because generally, you read lots.
Constantly.
Almost.
But I did have my mom visiting.
That's true.
And it's just really rude to listen to a book instead of visit.
Do they know you're listening to a book?
Well, every time I would turn it on, they would appear and start talking, which is good because that's why they're there.
That's true. But does your mom read?
She does do audiobooks, actually.
What
she
kind?
She used to read real books. Real books.
Real books. She's like a real reader.
She used to read physical books a lot. But yeah, now I think she just does audio, and it's mostly like Danielle Steele.
Oh yeah, that's fair. That's fine. That's allowed.
Yep. I picked a Danielle Steele off of my book exchange at the shop because I said, I read this one when I was little. So I wonder what it's like.
You can reread it and see where the trauma started.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. She actually reads a lot of the books that we recommend. She doesn't listen to the podcast, but she sees our posts and stuff.
Gotcha.
And reads the books that we say to read.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty good. She's read Beartown.
Nice. Yeah. So what did you read?
What did I read? Okay. I read Looking Glass Sound by Catriona Ward.
Ah, yes.
So this is her newest book. And I was really, really excited. And I think I would have preferred to read the physical copy, but I was just so excited to read it that I did the audio. And at first I thought, I don't know if I liked it or not, but the more I've sat with it, I think I didn't.
Oh.
And I think I just was saying that I wasn't sure because I wanted to be sure that I did like it.
Yes, and I feel like... you guys, we talked about books before this. We talked beforehand. We were both at book clubs. So this week we've got spoilers with each other. But I know, like, remember when we read the book with the goat? Piranesi?
Oh, yes.
And you're like, I think maybe I'm just not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with books like that, if you feel like, shoot, what if this is a really good book and I'm just stupid?
Yes.
Right? You never want to commit to this is a bad book because then it also feels like committing to, I'm an idiot.
Yes. And I mean, I admit that there's plenty of books that I'm like, I think I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I just think I'm not smart enough for this book. But after I say that about 100,000 times, I'm like, okay, this is getting embarrassing. So maybe I'm not smart enough for this book. Maybe it's too good for me. Or maybe it was bad. I don't really know. But I don't think I liked it. I liked some parts of it. I do like her writing style. I like that I wasn't really sure what the truth was and what the actual story was and what was happening. So it's about this young guy named Wilder, and his uncle dies. So his family goes to, well, they inherit his house or whatever. So they go there for the summer. It's like some tourist town. And he is, you know, paints himself as an outcast, you know, the ugliest person in the world, the most annoying, everyone hates him, typical kind of teenager stuff. And he meets these two other kids and they become really good friends. And there's this kind of boogeyman in the town called the Dagger Man, who never did anything except things he did.
Really creepy thing. Yeah.
So the Dagger Man would send pictures to parents of their sleeping children with a dagger, like, to their throats. And then he wouldn't hurt them. He would just go in there and take the pictures and leave.
I can't imagine leaving a city or a home faster.
Yeah.
Like, instantly. Yeah, no. I don't even need my stuff.
Yeah, nope. And these people, they just kept living there.
That's weird. Silly.
And then also there's this other story where women go missing in this town. And a lot of times they've gone missing when they've gone out swimming in the ocean. So they're presumed drowned. So there's kind of like is it some creature in the ocean that's taking them? Or is it the Dagger Man? Or is it just something else? Or did these women leave? Like, no one really knows. No bodies were found. They were just gone.
Maybe they were the smart ones.
Yeah, maybe. But then these kids find a body, and kind of the whole story comes out as to what happened to these women and who the Dagger Man is. And it's all really pretty good and interesting. Like, I like the main story that was happening. But then Wilder grows up and he goes to college and he starts kind of writing the story of what happened to him. And then he meets this other guy in school and they get really close, and the guy is really encouraging and wants him to write his story and, like, get it out there. But it's all just so he can steal it.
Rude.
So now he has the story. And then even further in the future, Wilder is now writing his own version of the story again. And he goes back to the town and meets up with one of his old friends. And so you have three stories happening on top of each other.
Timelines as well.
Yeah. And it's not that it's not clear which story you're in, but it can be confusing because the names are really similar. Like, Wilder is Wilder in his story, and then the other guy's story is Wiley.
Mm.
And the names being so similar, I see why they are, but it was just kind of sometimes I have to be like, where am I? And is this the true story or is that the true story? Or wait, there's a whole other story that is now being told. And is that the true story?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it really matters all that much, which is the true story. But after so long of it, I just kind of got tired of trying to figure out where we were.
Mm-hmm.
But I like an unreliable narrator. But the whole book was unreliable.
I feel like that's Catriona's whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like that. But I think with her other books, everything else around the characters was really kind of creepy and brutal and weird. And in this book, it was less so. So it didn't feel like as good of a payoff. And then the ending was
I mean, I haven't read this one yet, but Needless Street is my favorite of hers. Mm-hmm. And Sundial, I think because for me, it was different, but it seemed to follow her same formula. I was like, oh, she's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So now it sounds like she's done the same thing again, which is fine because like a lot of authors follow their formula and I mean, make that money, honey.
Mm-hmm.
But also, and they're good stories. Like there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I don't know. You know, like when you read too many thrillers and then you're like, I'm not thrilled anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I felt like I was just waiting for it to get the dial to just turn up a little bit more. And it kind of stayed on the same setting the whole way through. And I just didn't have that same kind of dread that I had in the other ones. And
did it feel as icky as the other ones?
No.
Oh.
The best part was that she used the term degloving a lot, which is creepy and gross.
Creepy and gross.
But nothing else was really that creepy and gross. So
yeah,
I was disappointed.
I accidentally learned way too much about degloving at the book club. We have a friend who's a vet tech. Is that what she is?
I'm not sure exactly.
I feel like she's better than a vet. Like, I don't know.
I don't know what her title is.
I don't know.
But she works at a vet clinic.
Yes, like an emergency one. So, you know, you deal with crazy stuff. And she was talking about degloving, and I was like, that's gross.
Yeah, apparently it's common with animals.
Yeah, she sees it all the time. I see it never.
No. No. When I see it in a book one time, I'm like, ugh. And then it happened multiple more times, and it was shocking.
Interesting.
So,
you said this one's new. So, how are other people liking it?
I think it's 3.5.
Oh, okay.
On Goodreads, what I saw. So that's on the lower side for sure. But not on the lower side, by like you know.
Only 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people were like, okay, nothing happens. The ending was lame.
Yeah. That's too bad.
So,
especially when you're so excited for a book.
Yeah.
I've only ever done her books on audio. I just wonder if it would make a difference if I read one of them. But if I read the one that you say is the least good, that's not going to be a good...
Right? I do think that maybe it would have been better to just read it. Because sometimes, especially when a book is kind of like a puzzle.
Yes.
Listening to it, it's easy to miss pieces.
Whereas I find that they have a harder time covering clues with an unreliable narrator. Or I feel like more lied to if they don't change the voice when they should have. Whereas at least if there's no sound, I'm the one who tricked me.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Meh. Overall.
3.5 stars?
3 stars, probably.
I'm not going to read it.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm hoping someone else in book club reads it because, you know, I like when – I mean, it makes me feel – not good, but I do like it when the smart people in book club read the books I don't get and then explain them to me. And I'm like, okay, thank God.
Yes, but I find too that like with books that you call too smart for you, they tend to be the really like low concept, airy, strange ones that are way more my bag of just like, yeah, but have you tried just like freeing your mind?
Yes. And I'm like, but what's the point?
Yes, you are looking for a point and you're looking for a plot.
Yeah.
And so it's not that you're not smart. It's that those books don't connect with you.
Yeah,
so.
They don't excite me. Have you got anything? What have you read?
I read. Should I even talk about this one?
Yeah, let's do it because we'll talk about it again.
I guess this is
time away.
Good opportunity to tell people that change is coming. Dun, dun, dun. We are going to start doing individual full-on book reviews again because I am slowly but surely reading more. And we just like doing it. We miss doing it. And so we're going to do it again. But those take so much more preparation and so much more work that you're going to have to wait. But they're coming. And this is going to be one of the ones that we talk about. It is All Systems Red by Martha Wells. It is the first of the Murderbot Diaries. It is sci-fi. I know, with a name like Murderbot, you must be shocked.
Well, they try to trick you a little bit by going diaries.
Diaries, yes. No, it's just a Murderbot. It was great. I loved it. I don't think that's a surprise since it I don't know if it's won anything or if it's just been nominated.
It won the Nebula and the Hugo Award for Best Novella.
Ugh.
And the series, the whole series, won the Hugo for Best Series.
It's really good. So it is about this murder bot, and they are assigned as security for a group of scientists that are on a planet doing, like, researching. And then the plot thickens, some murdering happens, and this murder bot has its governor module, which is, like, the programming that stops you from murdering the wrong people. They've hacked it. And so they are actually a free agent, but they're just pretending that they're not. Have you read it?
I've read about 60%.
Okay. Well, this murder bot really likes watching TV. And guys, I'll do a way better job in the future. Like, if you want to really know about this book, whew, tune in.
Don't worry. I'm making the doc.
Yeah. Jen's doing it. I'll be here for the jokes. But yeah. Anyways, there's a mystery.
Someone is sabotaging their equipment and killing people. And they want to know why and who and how. And they got to find out.
Luckily,
the crew has this murder bot.
Yes. Okay, a couple of interesting things is that the murder bot is, it full on says, like, I have no genitalia. There are no sex parts. And it's never really described beyond, I am a generic looking thing. So you get to project your own image of whatever the heck you think this thing looks like, which I didn't pick up on because when I was explaining the book, I was calling the murder bot a she. And of course, the murder bot looks like me because I too am, you know, a murder bot. No, is that not?
Well, no, I thought that was interesting when you said that because I noticed that there was no kind of identifying features of this murder bot. But what I was picturing was the robot from In the Lives of Puppets.
Oh.
Which is like a good looking man.
Right?
And I was like, that's interesting. I don't see myself. I don't put myself in.
Well, I am very vain.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I really, really liked it. And I'm excited to read more. It's really short. I've been trying to pick the shortest books humanly possible that I also know are good so that I will read them and finish them. Because I am having a 30 to 60% problem with books that are too long. I don't have a life that won't throw a curveball at me any less than every 3 days. So I have to be done reading whatever I'm reading before my focus is shot to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But this I devoured. Oh, it also had a bit of the Becky Chambers vibe of these are just a crew of people who care about each other and authentically and genuinely want what is best. And I just really dig that in a group.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's not quite as feel good as Becky Chambers, definitely has, like, you definitely tell that it's written by a woman.
Yes.
Which I love. So the only other thing that I've read is a book called Broken Monsters by Lauren Bukes.
I really want to know how this went.
It was wild. It is set in Detroit, which was kind of cool. Because apparently it has the most crime of anywhere.
I've heard Detroit's got a crime problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was really interesting the way that she described the city. Like, I think it was called Detroit Diamonds, which is broken glass from cars on the ground.
Mm.
So I was like,
fancy.
That's cool. there's lots of little things like that. And it just sounds brutal there. What was it? Oh, the only way that they can get an area cleaned up of, like, garbage and stuff is if there's a murder there, because then the crime scene investigators come and take everything away to check for evidence.
So you can tell where the murders happened because it's clean?
Yeah. Yeah. What it's about is there is a body found, and it is I think it says right in the synopsis, because I didn't read the synopsis before I read it, obviously. So I was quite shocked when I read this part. And then I read the synopsis and it says it right there. So I was like, okay. A body is found. It's a young boy. And his upper half of his body is glued to the lower half of a deer.
Bad taxidermy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Extremely bad. And that's obviously terrible. So they're investigating. They're trying to find out what happened to this kid. And we're getting multiple points of view. We got the detective and her family. And then there's a journalist, or he's not a journalist. He's
an investigator.
He's based as like a YouTuber.
Oh, okay.
Who wants to get the truth out to the people.
Gotcha.
But really, he just wants to be famous. And then there's this homeless guy, and then there's the killer. And then more bodies show up kind of in the same manner. And it starts out like just kind of your regular police story. You know, they're investigating, they're doing all their investigative work, they're looking for evidence, they're interviewing people, and it was good.
I don't mind a crime procedural.
Yeah.
They can be just what I need sometimes.
Yep. And the crimes were weird enough that that was interesting. And the characters were done really well. Detroit was really interesting to read about. The killer's point of view, I didn't really enjoy. He was an artist. So his
the worst.
Yeah. His art was these murders. And that wasn't the problem. I just didn't find his blathering on about it to be interesting at all. And the whole book is like, okay, obviously this man is very unwell. And then the last 20% or so, it goes like off the rails. It's no longer a crime novel. It is, and
supernatural thriller?
Yeah.
Mm.
Which I feel like could be spoilery, but also if you're not expecting that, it can really throw you off.
That's true. Did I tell you I got it from a sci-fi list?
No.
Ah.
But I was wondering, because I know that this author wrote a book called The Shining Girls, which Nikki talked about at book club.
It might have been a horror list. But I think it was a sci-fi list, just in case I'm wrong.
Well, it's not sci-fi-y, but The Shining Girls, there's time jumping in that book. So I kind of knew that was a possibility, that maybe she would kind of follow that same formula. That's not what happened, but I don't even really know. Like, and no one really seems to know, because it's when I'm like, did I missed a really important sentence that explained this, or is it just like completely crazy?
Just looking for ripped out pages.
Yeah. But it reminded me of, it didn't remind me of Candyman, but I mean, when you're watching the movie Candyman, this killer man is just coming out of mirrors and showing up places and killing people. And you accept that that is what's happening in this movie. And for some reason, I was reading the book, this book, and that wasn't what was happening, but similar enough stuff. And I couldn't accept it. It was just too crazy for me.
Well, it sounds like the first part of the book was grounded in reality. And then you just had a whole rule change.
Yeah.
And I feel like once you establish the rules of your world, you have to at least be seeding the change. That's what I don't like with an unreliable narrator. Like, if I can't go back and see the seeds that were planted. Like, it's great the first time that I read through, if I didn't catch it, I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. But if there's just a sudden turn where, like, magic wasn't real, but now magic is real, I find that jarring and unenjoyable.
Yeah, and that's how I felt. And it was still cool. Like, there's one scene where this one woman starts being like, oh, something is hurting me or like pinching me or scratching me on my chest. And she's like starting to get like more and more agitated and upset. And then she takes her shirt off and there's what looks like arrows pointing through her tattoo. She's like bird tattoos on her chest. And then it turns out it's not arrows, it's beaks.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then these birds are ripping their way out of her.
What like if our tattoos did that?
Right? And then she's killed.
I have a crow on the back of my
that
arm.
That could happen to you right now.
That would be amazing. I want a pet crow.
I think it hurt quite a bit.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, I birthed 3 children. Why can't I arm birth a crow?
This is true. And you wouldn't die from it on your arm.
No. It's,
you just don't get bird tattoos on your chest, guys.
Yeah. Gotta think ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a leaf on my chest. What if a tree comes out?
I would love that. Tree. A vegetarian.
That was me growing a tree up into the sky. yeah, but that's cool. Like that scene,
cool.
That is cool. But I wanted it to be more explained. Why is this happening to her?
Yeah.
They just kept talking about a dream. Like, it's the dream.
You hate dreams.
I do hate dreams, which I think is also a problem. The killer talks about a dream, like, throughout all of his blathering. And just the word dream, I'm like, no, I'm out.
It kind of sounds like, was he doing, like, a manifesto? Because I do not love, like, a serial killer or, like, a mass murderer manifesto. I think, shut up.
He's like, they need to see my art. They need to see. They need to open their eyes.
Ugh. If you just keep saying it, then it's like, shut up, yeah. Art man.
Right. Your art sucks. It's yeah. Just dead bodies. Come on.
It's not even good. At least if, like, these bodies were found and it was, like, this insane taxidermy,
yeah.
You'd be like, this is disgusting and horrible.
Yeah.
But there is some actual skill involved.
Yeah.
If you suck, it sucks.
And he didn't do a good job. And it got worse throughout. Mm-hmm. So, like, his first body was okay, but... Even they talked to a taxidermist and they're like, this isn't a taxidermist who did this because this is terrible. They did a bad job. And then his murders, they get like kind of weirder and weirder. And then there was one body in particular that even the characters in the book that found it was like, what is that? That is the worst Halloween decoration I've ever seen. It's disgusting. And it didn't sound good. So it's like, I feel like if the art's really good,
yeah.
Art. But I feel like that would be more interesting.
Yeah.
But also, he's obviously...
Not well.
I mean, he's either not well or he is actually some kind of entity, like channeling something. But I feel like if you're channeling a demon, the demon should be better at art.
It should. If it's going to choose an art path, it's had, what, hundreds, thousands of years in hell?
Yeah.
To develop this? Come on.
So yeah, I think I just wanted a little bit more explanation as to what was happening. Otherwise, I did like it. I did really enjoy it. The writing was really good, and it was really kind of spooky and gruesome and dark, and I really like that. So I do want to read her other books. I just don't know if this particular one was great. Like, I'd say 3.5 stars. Could have been, like, 4 if there was just a little bit more that kind of brought it together.
Oh, kind of like his art.
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Yeah.
They also talk a lot about... social media. So if this book was 10 years old, almost, it didn't feel like it was 10 years old. It felt like it was now.
Okay. So did it feel like it was 50 years old?
No. It's just like the guy has the iPhone and is taking videos and live streaming them and posting them online and making YouTube videos. Okay. And there was some like weird like chat rooms, I guess. But there's still chat rooms now that people can find.
ASL? Age, sex, location.
Oh, yes.
The MSN
Yes. I remember now.
Which, now that I think back on it, why was I answering that? I was clearly very young.
Yes.
Don't do that, kids.
22, female. Like,
no, I was like,
15.
11,
I was like
Lady Kelowna. Come on. Where are you?
Yeah.
Come kidnap me. Thanks.
That happens in this book as well. But they talk a lot about social media and how everything you post on the internet is there forever. Kind of the whole point at the end is, this is probably...
She might do a spoiler.
I might do a spoiler. The only way to kind of defeat the guy is to make it so that no one can see his art. Like, nobody can see his.
Okay.
So they have to, like, stop the video. It's like, no!
And that's not a bad... I mean, I did a great big... vocal eye roll, but like my favorite Grady Hendrix is We Sold Our Souls, and that's the same idea where the demon needs as many people to be looking and listening as possible to gain the souls or whatever. So I don't think it's a bad concept. I just, yeah, you've really turned me off this book.
But you like it when things are all like, ooh,
I do.
Is this real or is this a dream?
But it's got to start from the beginning yeah. like that. Yeah, I got to know I'm going into that and then I'm happy.
And like maybe it does a little, like, because you're with the killer, so you're hearing everything he's saying and thinking, but you're just like, that's a crazy guy.
Yeah.
He's not supernatural.
Why would I even think that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, crap, I should have been thinking that the whole time. I don't know. That sounds like a twist that didn't twist quite right.
And that's kind of what I've read in some reviews, is like, I really like this book up until 80%, and then it just went insane.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's too bad.
Yeah, but that's okay. It was still fun. Have you got anything else?
Yeah, but the problem is everything that I have read is a spoiler for future episodes. Guys, so basically, if you want to know what we're going to talk about in the future, just listen to these episodes because they'll be the only things I read.
Yeah, because if Shanna reads something, then I'm like, we got to do an episode on this.
Yes.
I'm on it.
I am reading a bunch of stuff that I'm super excited to talk about, but I have to make sure that I don't talk about it, because next time, then I'll actually talk about it all the way. Not, I read 30% of this book and it was mm-hmm. awesome. And then I forget because I think I already talked about this book. Who needs to know the ending?
Yes.
So speaking of that exact situation, I finished Grady Hendrix's new book, The Kids Who Live in the Attic. Mm-hmm. It's not even what it's about.
No, not even close.
Not even close. How to Sell a Haunted House. It was so good. It was crazy in the good way, because that's the thing with horror, is there's often, I mean, you knew going into this one that it's a haunted house. There's going to be a supernatural element, and that is presented to you right off the bat.
Yes.
So you're not questioning, is this real, is this not? No. You're like, how are we going to exorcise these puppets?
Although I didn't know that it was puppets when I started the book.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I just started reading it. It started talking about puppets, and I was like, oh, dread.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I had no idea.
But it gets even stranger than just the puppets, because the dog, Spider.
Yes.
We have a spider thing going this year. We've actually got like an eight-legged creature thing going this year. And so when this dog was named Spider, I was like, of course it was. And you imagine that this imaginary dog looked like a dog, but it's a child's spooky imagination. So it's got like rows of teeth, and it's just this horrible, horrible monster. But everybody thought it was imaginary until it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was really cool. It was such a brutal scene. Okay, so this book, I already talked about the first 30%. Go back to the other episode where I talked about that. No, just kidding. It's about a family, and the parents die, and the siblings are kind of estranged from each other, but they got to get together to clear out this house, plan the funeral, shake hands, say goodbye. But that is not how it goes. They get there, and you learn that this house is full of puppets. And these puppets, definitely at least one of them, possesses you in this crazy, terrifying way that it just like calls to you to wear it, and then you become the puppet, or rather the puppet wears you, where you like it needs somebody to be controlling it, but once you have it on, too bad for you, sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then around 60-70%, I thought it was wrapping up. I thought this can't, like, there's no way percentage-wise that this is the end of the book. And it wasn't. So then another kind of twist happens where you're like, oh, okay, it's not over. It's not, like, it sounded like they had the situation under control. They did not. But yeah, it's about family and coming together and blasting demons back to hell.
Yeah.
Everything you want in a wholesome family adventure.
Exactly. It's normal.
Yes. Normal. Just like puppet ministries. And oh, so there is a scene where somebody is getting smashed with a hammer. And at that time, I was outside building a tent for my kids, because sometimes you have to build a tent for your kids so that they'll just only play with a tent for a couple days. So I was out there with a hammer, hammering these pegs into the ground while somebody was being like beaten to hell with a hammer. And I thought, ooh, this is spooky.
Then I would have thought, oh, this is spooky.
Yeah.
I both love it and hate it when I'm listening to something and it lines up with what I'm doing. And I'm like,
simulation.
One time I was walking, and as I was walking over the words written on the sidewalk, someone with like chalk wrote "you," and it said it in my ears at the same time. Like the steps was like "you" over it, and I was like,
ugh. "Oh, that's so good! I love it when weird. That stuff happens." But yeah, so I read that. No surprise, it was good. Still, it's not my favorite one. Mine is still "We Sold Our Souls," but it was very good. It was good, solid work. Love them. But yeah, I am reading a bunch of other things. Basically, like I was telling you, I'm reading just short stuff. So I looked up all of these short mysteries, short sci-fi, short everything. Even at the bookstore today, I would pick up a book and read the back of it based on the width of the spine. So I've got a whole bunch I'm excited to read. I actually went to our other book club where everybody goes around in the circle and talks about what they're reading. And I got inspired, because these are a bunch of readers I love and I trust. So, you know, I know the recommendations are going to thrill me, especially when, like, they'll stop and say, "You're going to love this." Like, it sounds like I'm going to love this. Yes. Like, I can trust it. Yeah, so I'm excited to talk about all the weird stuff I'm reading, because you know it's weird. I wanted to have one done today. I almost did, because it's 65 pages long, but I'm afraid I couldn't do it.
That's okay. I could only read two books in 2 weeks, and that's insane. And I keep trying to start another book, and I keep starting back at the beginning, being like, oh, I was just cooking dinner and I missed that part or whatever. So I go back to the beginning, and then I'm like, this is really good. I'm really liking this. And then immediately after I think that, somehow, it's been 5 minutes and I haven't listened to a single word.
I was doing that the other night. I was listening to a book that I'm really, really enjoying. And then I noticed the second that I was not paying attention anymore, like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to miss it. And I turned on just a repeat of a podcast just so I could have people screaming at me, which is weird. But like, I knew I didn't have to really listen. Whereas with the other stuff, I needed to be paying attention.
I haven't even been listening to podcasts.
Are your ears broken?
Maybe. Like, I get in the car and that's usually where I listen to podcasts, and nothing, just silence. And then I did listen to some last podcast on the left because you were sending it to me. And then now I'm just kind of been listening to them.
I know. They're so good. Yeah. I love them.
I listened to the one where they talked to that guy about the aliens.
Yeah. Dan Carlin.
Yeah. That was really good. Yeah, I think, good. I don't know if it's just because it was like an interview style with someone else. So it wasn't just them talking. It was also someone else.
Yeah.
It kind of balanced it out a little bit more for me, because I find what they say interesting, but I find
Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah. It's just too much in my ears.
Yeah.
It's just, the voice is not okay with me.
I love Henry. He is yelly. Mm-hmm. And he's got the rage. So I love him. But I can definitely see if that's not your usual style.
Yeah. And I also feel like, I mean, they've been doing it for so long that now me coming in at like episode 1000.
Yeah.
I don't know all the jokes. I feel like a lot of the stuff that they're saying is stuff that's kind of been,
I think they've got a banter style that I've been listening to them for years, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't jar me or like anything. But yeah, I could see also like the lingo.
Yeah. Like, I just don't know what they're talking about. And maybe I'm just not smart enough for their jokes now. Like, I don't
know.
Maybe not.
You're too dumb for last podcast on the left.
This is part of my dementia.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I've been liking it, so I'm just gonna keep on that train on the podcasts, because
they also do an interview with Ken Jennings, host of Jeopardy, which I thought wasn't going to be that great, but it was when I was in Calgary, yeah, and yeah, I didn't think I was going to care at all, but it was actually really good, so sweet. Recommend it.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. And then I'll keep trying to put books in my ears.
Yeah.
Well, I think that might be all we have for you this week.
Yeah, except for I wanted to tell them all about when I lost my hamster.
Oh, that was dramatic.
It's been a day. I woke up this morning and for some reason I thought, I'm going to check on the hamster. Thank goodness I did. Because I went in there and you know what wasn't in that cage? A hamster. And my kids love Hammy the hamster. Jen's kids love Hammy the hamster. He's a very popular hamster. So I was looking all over for this damn thing. And I'm plotting how to get another hamster in the worst case scenario. I'm reaching into my couch cushions thinking this is the only time I have ever reached blindly into something and thought, I hope I find something warm and fuzzy and alive in here.
Yep. Not something cold and hard and fuzzy.
Oh, nothing. Oh, or even. So I moved into an old house. So it's got big, big booty floor vents. What the hell are these things
called? Baseboard heaters. Yeah, but they're weird. They're different. They're not the normal kind.
No, they're older than the normal kind.
Yes, they're very large.
Yes.
And like gas-powered, oil-powered gas. Or whatever. Yeah.
So anyways, I can slip these off and they're big enough that I thought, well, if the hamster is anywhere, maybe he's in one of these. He was not in one of those. But one of those was in front of my daughter's bed and Jen was here. So I moved the bed and I was like, yeah, I found the hamster!
I was like,
Then I had to run and catch this hamster. And I don't really love holding the hamster. Like, it's not an animal that I'm like, you know what? You don't want me to be doing this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really crazy about doing this to you. Neither of us are enjoying this. But I had to catch this thing because imagining my children hearing that Hammy is no longer with us.
And that you don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, if you see him.
Yeah, let me know. So it had a happy ending. I was really ready to not have a hamster anymore. Not like because I wanted to not have a hamster, but because I knew that the badness was coming. But it didn't. It didn't. He was fine. He's alive. He's good. I am hyper-checking that cage all the time now.
He was very thirsty and hungry.
Yeah. I wonder why, Hammy, you idiot. Yeah, so that was a whole event. Oh, and we did a beautiful thing yesterday.
We did, yeah.
Why was I talking about books? Clearly I had other things to talk about.
Other stuff.
Yeah, guys, guess what? Yesterday was my very last wedding anniversary before I'm no longer a married woman. So I didn't know if I was going to be sad, but I thought just in case I am, let's get some of these ladies with me and, you know, not be sad together. So we went to Jen's coffee shop and we had charcuterie. We had enough for 10 people.
We ate quite a lot of it, actually.
Yeah, we did pretty good. But there was only four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Janelle, who's been on the podcast, made these cute dark drinks with these blood oranges, like slices. And she put them in wine glasses and she called them dead to me. Just like my husband. We hung up my dirty old wedding dress was there. And we read tarot. And we had little ghosts. It was so great. Maybe we'll post a picture. The only two that I took.
Yeah, we failed at taking pictures.
Yeah, they don't have as any
usual.
Of us. Why do we suck?
I don't know.
Is it because we're feet?
Yeah.
Oh, are we secretly actually ugly?
Nobody wants to take our pictures as much as us.
No, that can't be right.
No, we were having too much fun. We didn't even think of it.
That's right. They took me and I got to look at birds, which is a hobby of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was really nice. Get good friends, people.
Sam was like, when I got divorced, I didn't do anything depressing like that. Like meet up and I'll just be depressed together. I'm like, we weren't depressed.
Yeah, it's me. I mean, I'm depressed all the time, but I'm not sad about it.
Yeah. Like, it was really fun. He's like, doesn't sound fun. I was like, I'm glad you weren't there then.
Yeah. Note to self, don't invite Sam to fun things.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, really good. And we had nice cupcakes.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I went to the wedding cake place and I got wedding cake cupcakes because I was celebrating a wedding.
And, yes. Yeah. I mean, technically, yes.
I mean, wouldn't it be way sadder to just be alone?
Yeah, that is way more depressing.
That super sucks. But yeah, it was great. So highly recommend, if you're sad, get all your friends together and force them to make you happy.
Yes.
That's easy.
That's what friends are for.
Literally.
Like, what else?
Yeah. So you got any other stuff?
I cut my thumb.
Yes, you did.
I did, but that's stupid. But it's all I can think about because it hurts.
It's the tip.
Oh, and it's so... It doesn't look that bad.
Cool.
Pretty boring over here.
Yeah. Not exciting like me. Divorced with a hamster. Mm-hmm. There's no stopping me.
Can't beat that. Not at all.
Well, how do we end this podcast?
Well, that's all we have for you this week.
Oh, yes.
You can find us at In Her Good Books Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So head over there to give us a follow so you never miss out on what we're doing.
Otherwise, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye. Bye. We did it, but it was weak.
We did it. Nah, it's good.